Well, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio on this Monday. One of my spiritual sons, Dr. David Remedios, and he's a surgeon, a graduate of the New York University School of Medicine, Baylor College of Medicine, University of South Florida School of Medicine. And Dr. David Remedios and his wife Yvonne live in Alexandria, Louisiana, and Pastor Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. Dr. David Remedios, Pastor David Remedios. It's good to have. It's great to have you on today with me. And we're gonna talk about what God is doing in this nation, because I know that many people have a lot of question marks about America, the future of America, and what is in your spirit today about our nation.
Well, Brother Dale, I just sense in my heart that things are beginning, have been turning, and they're going to continue to turn. And obviously, there are days ahead for our nation, and for that matter, for the entire world, that and that are going to be challenging days. Now, I'm not a doom and gloom sort of preacher, but all we need to do is read the back of the book, and it's very obvious about what's going to happen, the signs of the end of times. There will be wars, pestilence, plagues. There's going to be all kinds of things. So what happens that what is going on, I believe, in our nation in particular, that there's been an amazing period of grace, and that God has graced us as a nation, and that times may not be as easier as they were in the past, but I believe that there is a church out there of true believers that are going to rise. The church is going to have to rise up and be the church that Jesus empowered it to be. The Church of Jesus Christ walks with the attributes of Jesus, meaning signs, wonders, and miracles. Jesus said that of all the miracles he did, that we would do greater things than he did. And I'm not sure, Brother Dale, but I think that we're not there yet. But the times are going to call for us to be able to walk in extraordinary signs, wonders, and miracles. And the purpose of all these things is not to grow our ministries, but it will be to bring souls into the kingdom of God. We cannot motivate the devil out of someone. We cannot motivate a terrorist to change their ways. But the only thing that will get the job done is going to be the power of God flowing through clean vessels that are submitted to the authority of Christ Jesus. Who are just walking in the reality of the word, not just head knowledge, not just regurgitating the word, but actually submitting and obeying the word of God. There's a lot of, you know, and I say this with a tear in my eye, but it's time for the church in general to wake up and to really understand the actual authority that we have made available to us. Well, we cannot access that authority unless we humble ourselves individually. It begins at the individual levels. It begins with the heads of the homes, the fathers and mothers of the house, beginning to bring God back into their homes, into their bedrooms, into their living rooms, into their dining rooms. That's where it all begins. It's going to begin with individual repentance, a turning back to the foundations. And I believe that's where we are. We have so much of the word as a nation. I mean, we have got the best teachers and preachers, and we're not lacking for knowledge. I think what we're lacking, and we're not lacking for knowledge and information. Well, I sense in my heart what we're lacking is actually doing the word, actually obeying the word.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in any way. I want to challenge, I want to encourage people under the sound of my voice to ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will lead you to all truth, and you will ask, and he will tell you. He will tell you, and he will show you and guide you to the truth. So there are perilous days ahead. I believe I don't know what all the economy is going to do, but we know where our source is. And we need to understand those things and begin to exercise our faith And so that's what I see. It's just, it's getting back to the reality of who Christ Jesus is, getting back to the foundations of the principles of the Word of God, and to live by faith, not by sight. We can no longer, so many of us have strived for security, and that's not a bad thing in and of itself, but days are coming where our only security is going to come from Christ, from our relationship with Jesus.
Well, I believe that, and I believe that the church, I believe that we are the hope of the nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Bible, the Word of God says Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Yeah.
So that's, having said that, we hold the answer. The church holds the answer. But in order for us to have the answer for the unbelievers, we ourselves must discover the answer in Christ for ourselves first.
Yeah.
We cannot lead people to a place where we haven't been.
Yeah.
So it's that challenge, that encouragement to stand in the pathways and just ask for the old ways. It's not talking about religion. We're not talking about traditions of man, but I'm talking about this powerful passion for Christ, for God, to be passionate for the things that makes God is passionate about. I've often said that God is more interested in our character than our comfort, and some things have got to be crucified. The Apostle Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ, yet it is not I that lives, but Christ who lives in me. He who wants to follow after me, let him deny himself. Let him pick up his cross and follow me." That doesn't sound very motivational, but Jesus made full disclosure. There was no small print. I don't see any small print or a little disclaimer at the end of the Bible. As a matter of fact, most of the editions of the Bible have what Jesus said in bold red letters. So they're out there. If you're not willing to pick up your cross, you're not willing to deny yourself, you're not worthy of being my disciple. So what does that mean? What does that look like? It would look like that statement would look differently to many of us. Maybe we need to become more Christ-centered. Maybe we need to make Jesus really the priority in our life, not just render lip service to it, but begin to live like it. Let our wallet reflect that he is. You know, let our decisions, financial decisions, our relationship decisions. What does denying ourselves mean? It means that when we deny ourselves, then the desires and the will of Christ becomes foremost in our lives, and then we become obedient. You know, Jesus says, "I will no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what a master does, but I'll call you friends, because I'm letting you in. I'm letting you, not paraphrasing, I'm letting you know what the Father, you know, he's telling me." But this is where most people trip, because today their definition of friend in our society is such a shallow terminology.
Yeah.
There's a lack of honor, respect, and commitment. But Christ, Jesus says, "You are my friends if you obey my commandments." So his friendship is conditional on our submitting to his authority, to his will, to obedience. And this is not his commandments. They're not grievous. His commandments are life. They're joy. They're strength. You want to live a truly wonderful, amazing life in Christ Jesus. Follow the commandments. Trust him with all of your heart. Obey him radically. You know, the way to combat, you know, radical sin is radical obedience. Let's just see God. Either God is who he says he is, or he isn't.
Yeah.
You know, either he said it or he didn't say it. There is no in between. We cannot keep apologizing and doing, you know, the signs, wonders, and miracles as historical things or things that happened in the past. There are miracles that are designated for today. This generation, this world, the United States of America, people are desperate. There are people committing suicide nowadays, and Christ really is the answer. But we must have Christ as the answer for our lives, individuals, as believers. So, guys, waking up the church, the body of Christ must wake up from the slumber, from the sleep. I'm saying this in a very encouraging manner. Let us arise and be the reflection of Christ. When they look at us, let them see Christ in us. Let us be carriers of the presence of Jesus. This, we are the hope for this nation. We're the hope of the nations of the world because of Christ in us, because we carry the hope in us, the original, the giver of hope. Many are going to, you know, the Bible says many are going to run to you that you have never even met. I'm paraphrasing, because of the Lord your God, because of the Lord your God, the God of Israel that is with you. So they're going to run to us. They're going to come to us for the answers. They're going to come for solutions. You know, I'm finding that more and more people have had all their comforts of life, and when they got and they attained, they got to the top of that mythical ladder, they found out that they're very alone. And they are very, very empty. They found out that the things that they betrayed others for, the things that they step on the heads of others to attain. I'm talking both about in the world financially and even spiritually. That sometimes we forfeit things because we're trying to get someplace. But when we get to the top of this mythical ladder, there's not much up there. Success, true success, is not getting to the top of a ladder, but standing at the bottom of it, pushing others up. And encouraging and being, you know, the greatest in the kingdom shall be the servant of all. And I believe that we need to be more like our Lord Jesus. He didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. So I just sense in my heart that there's a radical paradigm shift coming to the body of Christ, because people are going to come in droves. They're going to come in droves, but they're going to come in droves, and they see Christ in us, the hope of glory. People are not impressed by our successes, by our possessions. They are impressed by the peace of God under duress, the peace of God, the supernatural power of God that we carry ourselves with in the midst of despair, in the midst of problems, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of crisis. We are the answer. We carry Christ in us. We carry the same Jesus that looked at the storm. And just when the disciples woke him up, and the first thing he told the disciples, basically, you know, in other words, he was fussing at him, "Why did you wake me up?" Because Jesus, we need to understand that no matter what comes, whether it's good times, bad times, or anything in between, that as long as Christ is in our boat, we're going to go to the other side. We're going to make it. We're going to be, you are going to be okay. There's a pastor under the sound of my voice. You're ready to hand in your gloves. You're ready to throw in the towel. But God says to you, sir, it's something, your name is like a Jeremiah. I don't know if you're Jeremiah spiritually, and you have wept and you're wept. But God says to you, arise, man of God. Your time has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. There is light at the end of this tunnel, and it's not an oncoming train. It is the very glory of God that is going to embrace you. Your ministry is going to light on fire again. You're going to do things you've never done. You're going to say things you never said. And they're coming, and the ministry is going to explode. And so we must not despair, but we must get ready. And we need to look. We need to look beyond the obvious. We need to look into the unseen. We need to look into the eternal. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening to me right now, the presence of Jesus is coming through the airwaves, through your computer, through the radio, because Christ himself, the presence of God, is a witness about the words that are coming. It's a prophetic word. Yeah. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You are the hope of this nation. You are the hope. But we, as the church, must get out of the place of hopelessness. We must take our eyes off the government. We must take our eyes off of other things, of human beings. Our source is not people.
That's right.
Our source is God. We need to begin to walk in that thing. We must stop seeing people as objects. People are precious souls that were bought with the price of the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so when we begin to honor each other, we begin to honor God, then God can literally begin to do greater and greater things in us. But anyway, I just sense the embrace of God. I sense that the greatest time of the church is coming. I'm so excited, Brother Dale, that I'm coming out of my skin because I see multitudes. Yeah. I see multitudes. I see cities of refuge. I see places where the glory of God is not just one church. It's going to be regions where the glory of God is going to land. People are going to come in, and their needs are going to be met. They're going to come in because they know that they know that they're going to get their miracle, and they're going to reject the motivation and the religion because it didn't do anything for them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A nasty crisis, you cannot motivate that out. You got to have the authority of Christ, and you got to walk in authority, in actual obedience and submission to the Word of God and to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just sense that very, very exciting times, Brother Dale.
Well, David, why don't you pray? Just pray right now for the church.
Yes, Lord, I pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in America. Lord, a place that has sent missionaries all over the world. But now, Lord, it's a season and a time when you're going to send missionaries to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that the sleeping giant will awaken, Lord, that you will strengthen, Lord, that the intercessors that have been praying in the secret place, Lord, will arise like a mighty army, that there will be a multiplication of the intercessors, of the men and women who have refused to get their robes stained by sin and compromise. I thank you, Lord, that a radical generation is rising up who will walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. Lord God, they will walk. They will not be interested in promoting their names or their brand or their ministry, but they will be promoting you, Lord.
Yes.
I pray right now, Father God, that this unbridled passion for the presence of God, for the Word, and the obedience of the Word will take a hold of our church and our generation, Lord God. I pray that the platforms in America will be invaded this week, Lord God. I pray for divine encounters, kingdom appointments, angelic visitations.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, outpourings of the Holy Spirit. Father God, let the fires of revival begin to fall in our nation. I declare that over their airwaves, wherever the sound of my voice reaches, it's not my voice, but it's the power of God, it's the word of the Lord. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I declare and I decree that starting in the beginning of a season of strength, a season of power, a season of manifestation of the glory of God upon our nation. Lord, I pray that your pastors, your leaders, evangelists, prophets, and teachers will be strengthened with every spiritual strength, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that the church will arise. Lord, there will be a multiplication. There will be a catch of fish like never before. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I just pray right now that we will get ready to receive them, Lord, and that they will see Christ, that we will teach them the purity of the Word of God in Jesus' name, Lord God. I pray hope for those who feel discouraged right now. Lord, for those who are sick in their physical bodies, that you will bring healing and strength. In Christ's name, I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Pray a little bit in Spanish, David. Pray in Spanish for a little while.
Yes. Oro en este momento. La gloria de Dios, la presencia de Dios. En este momento, a través de las ondas radiales. Oh Dios, declaro tu presencia, declaro tu gloria, declaro más pasión por Dios, más amor por las almas. Oh Dios, declaro un nuevo tiempo, decreto que la gloria de Dios va a invadir los púlpitos de esta nación. Declaro que los matrimonios, oh Dios, vas a hacer milagros, Señor, en los cuerpos físicos ahora mismo, por el poder de tu palabra. Declaro, Señor, sanidad como nunca antes, Señor, milagros creativos. Oh Dios, proclamo y declaro liberación en el nombre de Jesús, que todo lo que se opone al propósito de Dios es cortado y es cancelado en el nombre de Jesús. Declaro que condenarás toda lengua que se levante contra ti en juicio, que la gloria de Dios te cubre, que esto a retaguardia en el nombre de Jesucristo de Nazaret. Amén.
David, thank you very much for being on today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is an honor, Brother Dale.
Blessings upon you and your medical practice, and blessings upon you as you pastor Trinity Christian Center. in Forest Hill, Louisiana. I'm going to be with you soon. You're a wonderful son. You're a wonderful man of God. And thank you for standing for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's a true honor.
God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on again.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.